Good morning. Another clear and cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the upper 20s and lower 30s on this Tuesday. Like yesterday, with brilliant sunshine, temperatures will rebound quickly off our morning lows back through the 30s and 40s, into the 50s by lunchtime, and settling into the mid-60s by mid to late afternoon. Some high clouds may stream across our skies from time to time, filtering out a little bit of the sunshine, but still, with a southerly breeze, temperatures will be about 20 degrees above normal. Another disturbance will head in our direction starting tonight. Skies will become partly cloudy, and lows will drop back into the upper 30s to around 40. That disturbance will pivot and shear off to our north and west during the day on Wednesday and through the Great Lakes. Still, any sunshine will give way to thickening clouds, and there is just the outside risk of an isolated shower by the end of the day, but most of the wet weather will remain well to our north and west, although the cloud cover will keep temperatures to around 60 for daytime highs. Another disturbance will head in our direction for the end of the week. Out ahead of this system, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Thursday, and with an increasing south-southwest wind flow, highs will make a run at 70. It'll stay dry through the day and into the nighttime hours before that system gets close enough to bring some rain our way by early Friday morning. Depending on the exact track of this system, we could dry out in the afternoon, which may lead to a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, although it does look like most of the region will manage to get into the middle and upper 60s once again. Behind this system, it'll dry out to start the weekend on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 50s and even staying in the 40s with a good chance of rain on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system will continue to strengthen as it moves across the central United States through tomorrow, spreading rain and thunderstorms along and ahead of it across the plains and Mississippi Valley. Some of the thunderstorms could be severe. Through Wednesday, the lower Mississippi Valley and central Gulf Coast will see heavy rainfall, and that could lead to flash flooding, and slight risks of excessive rainfall are in place for Tuesday and Wednesday. Meanwhile, a cold front is forecast to move quickly across the west today, producing rain and snow, along with renewed below-normal temperatures and the possibility of gusty winds. Quick-hitting snow of 6 or more inches is forecast for the higher terrain, especially the Wind River Mountains, Tetons, and Bighorn Mountains. As the front slows down, snow is expected to accumulate to over a foot across the southern Rockies Tuesday night into Wednesday. And conditions favorable for fire weather are expected to persist over parts of the southwest and southern high plains today as the low relative humidity combines with gusty winds and dry fuels. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with clear skies and 30 degrees with a west wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 19 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 28, 73% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.30 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 23 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 66 degrees, the low 25. The average temperature 46, that's 9 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.8 inch of snow for the month still, and that's 8.1 inches of snow now below normal. And 54.1 inches for the season puts us at 1.7 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 28. The record high, 80, set in 1938, and the record low, 4 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:11 p.m. 12 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with an isolated shower possible near 60. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Thursday near 70. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of rain on Friday. Chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds lower 50s Saturday. Cloudy with rain on Sunday in the upper 40s. And mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler Monday. A scattered rain or snow shower and in the mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.